Good morning. Infinite aware being has contracted or seems to have contracted into a temporary finite mind. That is each of us. Just as the vast physical space of the universe seems to have contracted into the tiny space of this room. And as a result of this apparent contraction, there is a tension that lives in the hearts of all people. A tension that seeks one thing alone. To be relieved of the limitations of this apparent contraction, to return to its natural state of equilibrium, freedom, sufficiency. The desire or the impulse to be relieved of the dissatisfaction of this tension or contraction is what we know and feel as the search for happiness. And everybody, all 8 billion of us, are primarily engaged in this search for happiness. Initially through the acquisition of objects, substances, activities, relationships, and so on. But some of us grow weary of this search. And this includes all of us here. The conventional objects, substances, activities, and so on that are on offer in the world fail to relieve us of this tension, this seeking, this dissatisfaction. So we turn to more refined means. We rebrand the search for happiness, the search for enlightenment, or the search for union with God. And this is just a refinement, a rebranding of the same search, the same impulse to be relieved of this tension. our methods are a little more refined. Meditations, practices, disciplines, yogas, teachers, traditions, and so on. But all with the same end in mind. To be relieved of this wound, this tension. To be returned to our natural condition. Of wholeness. Freedom. Sufficiency. Peace. And many of us find that in spite of years, if not decades, of practice in the religious or spiritual traditions, and in spite of our genuine understanding of our true nature, there is a residue, a sort of core existential dissatisfaction that remains. That has not completely dissolved in spite of our genuine understanding and our years of effort and practice. And I am presuming that this is the case for many of us here. I imagine that almost everyone, if not everyone, here has been on some kind of spiritual path before coming here. If I'm wrong, please let me know later. And that we have come here because this core existential dissatisfaction still lingers. Still prevents us from being entirely at peace and quietly joyful, irrespective of our circumstances and condition. Many of us find that we have practiced everything. Meditation, self-inquiry, yoga. We've been to many teachers, explored many traditions, had many genuine insights and recognitions. And at some point we come to this a kind of crisis. We've done everything. We've explored everything. We've been to all the teachers. There's nowhere else to go. There are no other avenues that could accommodate our search. And yet our search has not yet come completely to an end. There is this recognition, whether we formulate it to ourselves or not, that the separate self cannot undo itself. Anything that the apparently separate self may do is predicated on the belief and the feeling that that separate self is a real entity, real in its own right, and therefore perpetuates the illusion of separation. I sometimes use the analogy of a white kitchen tea towel that becomes grubby and stained with use. And although we put it through the washing machine several times, some of the stains are persistent. No amount of washing will dissolve them. All we can do is leave the tea towel soaking in warm, soapy water. It is this soaking that gradually dissolves these residual stains. The washing machine cycles are like all the practices, the years of effort and practice and disciplines that we undertake, all of which clean the cloth. But this residual longing that prevents us from being completely at peace is like the residual stain. We cannot wash it out, we cannot force it out, we cannot practice it away. It is this self-soaking, self-resting, self-abiding. Which gradually, effortlessly, without our even noticing it, dissolves this last residue of becoming. And leaves us in the peace of being. What does the space in this room need to do in order to liberate it from the limitations of the four walls within which it seems to be contained? Absolutely nothing. It is already free. It is already the vast space of the universe. What do you need to do in order to liberate yourself from the qualities of experience with which you seem to be mixed and identified? Absolutely nothing. You are already free. You are already at peace. You are already fulfilled. if I were to give you a practice, a method, a technique, I would be disrespecting you. It would be unloving. I would be catering to the apparently separate self in you. And as such, subtly perpetuating it. I would be subtly implying that there is infinite being and numerous finite beings. It's like saying there is the vast space of the universe and lots of individual spaces within each building. The finite cannot coexist with the infinite. There is just the infinite, and you are that without being you. Many traditions and teachings are willing to make this concession and to cater to the separate self that we seem to be. And these are beautiful traditions. I mean no criticism of them. But I intuit that most, if not all of you, are here because you have come to the end of that road. Correct me later if I'm wrong. This is not the progressive path. But nor is it the direct path. It's the pathless path. allow any residue of becoming to subside in being. Allow any residue of longing to subside in love. thank you.